KQED.
A bill before Congress would give sex trafficking victims legal grounds to sue platforms like Facebook and Google. With the investigation of Russian meddling in the election, this bill comes at a time of increased scrutiny for tech companies. KQED's Tanya Mosley reports why some of the biggest internet companies are now supporting the bill.
Up until a few weeks ago, internet companies like Google and Facebook had fiercely opposed this legislation. That's because the current law from 1996, Section 230 of the Communications Decency Act, had provided the very foundation for these internet companies to thrive. Santa Clara University law professor Eric Goldman explains it this way.
Many of those sites exist in large part because Congress said that they wouldn't be responsible for what third parties say or do using their tools.
This all came to a head after the classified ad site Backpage.com allowed sex traffickers to post and solicit children on its platform. A government investigation found Backpage knew this was happening and didn't report it. Legislators had introduced a bill that would make web companies liable for criminal activity on their platforms. But some companies argued this would mean they'd have to police all of the content on their sites. Now, after weeks of negotiations, the Internet Association, which represents Google and Facebook, announced its support of an amended version of a bipartisan Senate bill.
They believe that the bill isn't likely to expose them to a lot of risk, and they're willing to take the remaining risk.
Changes to the bill include requiring that prosecutors meet federal, not state, standards when seeking to sue websites. And they'd have to prove a website knew or supported sex trafficking on its platform. The legislation could come up for a vote as early as this week. For the California Report, I'm Tanya Mosley.